Let us pray.
Astounding us.
Lord, we bow before you, you who have our lives and our destinies in your hand.
Sithoba kuwena, sithobela wena Nkulunkulu. Wena inhlelo zethu nohambo lwethu nokugcina kwalo lusesandleni sakho.
We thank you for all whom you have kept that we can come together in your name.
Sibonga Nkosi ngokugcina ilowo nalowo saze sakwazi ukuthi sihlangane ndawonye lapha ngegama lakho.
And may we accept this day out of your hands that you can reach out to us and impart us with that which you have prepared.
Nkosi, sithanda ukuba sisondele kuwena, sizibeke kuwena, ukuze uNkulunkulu wethu wena ufinyelele kithina, uthole lokho Nkosi osihlanganisele khona lapho.
And so we pray that you would bless each one present through the working of your presence.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ubusise ilona lowo okhona lapha ngenxa Nkosi yokukhona bakho.
Through your name, Lord Jesus, our Savior, we pray.
Sicela konke lokhu Nkosi Jesu umsindisi wethu ngegama lakho.
Amen.
Amen. Sithokoza kakhulu ukuqhubekela phambili ngenxa yesikhathi. Sinodadewethu lapha uRomi. Umfowabo kamfowethu Detlef khona kusenhlizweni yakhe uthanda ukuzala ngaphambili azobonga nje uNkulunkulu ngalokho amenzele khona.
We are also so grateful that Romy can be with us and there's something that she has on her heart which she wants to share with us.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngemsebenzi yakhe asenzela yona.
We can only thank the Lord for his mercy and even of his keeping hand over her.
Thank you for this opportunity to say what is on my heart. I thank the Lord that for the miracle that I can stand here today and I'm well.
Ndiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngesimanga esikhulu ukuthi ningakwazi ukuma phambi kwenu niphilile.
A short while ago I developed a heart problem and then I had to have open heart surgery.
Isikhathane esifutshane esidlulile ndiye ndaba nenkinga yenhliziyo kwadinga ukuthi maniyohlinzwa.
And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everybody who remembered us and remembered me in prayer in this time and for the messages they sent. There are so many that prayed for me and I'm sure I don't even know of everyone and I just wanted to thank you for that.
Nithanda uthatha lelithuba nibonge kakhulu ngabantu ebebenithandazisa abanye benithumela imbiko abanye befona iqiniswa nikwazi ukubazi bonke kodwa ndiyabonga kakhulu.
We really experienced the Lord carrying us in this time.
Kulesi sikhathi ebendabula kuso nimbonile uNkulunkulu edabula nami.
And I especially would like to thank Aunt Mkhulu and Bab Dube for their prayers. We could find them at any time of the night and they were there to pray with us.
Ngiqala uqale nibonge uAunt Mkhulu noBab Dube ukuthi besikwazi ukubathola nangasiphi isikhathi nishona sebusuku la sidinga ubafonela ukuthi basithandazise.
We are really privileged to have such leaders and men of God.
Sizibona sinenhlanhla enkulu ukuthi singanabaholi abanjengabo abantu namadoda kaNkulunkulu.
And we'd like to thank the mission. They know everything they did for us. And also the doctors, thank you very much.
Thanda ukubonga kakhulu futhi nemission bayakwazi konke abasenzele kona. Thanda ukubonga nodokotela ngakulowo basenzekile kona.
And it's my prayer that my life will never disappoint the Lord, that he will regret having done that, what he did for me.
Ngimthandazo wami ukuthi uNkulunkulu anisize ukuthi impilo yami kungafiki la imjabhisa khona uNkulunkulu ukuthi lokwa nenzele kona kuphenduke kube yiza.
And that I will remain faithful to him at all times. Thank you.
Ukuthi ngiqhubeke nithembeke ikhati zonke, ndiyabonga.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Impela uma singakhuluma ngamandla kaNkulunkulu siwabonile lo dadewethu wethu. uNkulunkulu emvusa nangu ukanye nathi ufakaza ophilayo.
We can really testify of the Lord's power, that she is amongst us and in through all that which she had to endure and go through.
Siyabonga, siqhubekela phambili. Sengizocela ke manje ikhwaya lase Harding lize ngaphambili. Ngoba umakoti uqhamuka ngakulezi inkalo zangapha kuHarding, ngicawu kuHarding mahambeni Donnybrook, abeze.
So we'll ask a choir now from Harding and those surrounding areas, Donnybrook, Crichton, and from where the makoti to be engaged girl comes from.
Angina mahloni ngaleli vangeli ngoba lona lingangina mahloni angina mahloni ngaleli vangeli ngoba lona lingangina mahloni ngoba lingangina mahloni ngoba lona lingangina
siyabonga kakhulu siyabonga kakhulu ekhwayeni yanga engalenzansi enzansi endansi kohade namaphethelo sithokoze kakhulu sijabule kakhulu.
Thank you very much to the choir from the southern part of our province. Really, we are gladdened by the input.
Saint Andoguti, Ngcele choir la ekhaya, izosculela emva kwalokho, sicela inceku kaNkulunkulu ezosenzela wonke umsebenzi wanamhlanje.
So now we ask the choir from here at home, and thereafter we will ask the servant of the Lord to continue with all that needs to be done.
Bese siya kulesingisi sigcine ngelesizulu lesijalimani sibabaza imisebenzi emihle emikhulu kaNkulunkulu wethu. Nkulunkulu wethu phakeme, Nkulunkulu wethu ulungile, nezindlela zakhe uNkulunkulu zilungile. Ngeke simsole ngalutho uNkulunkulu, siphakamisa igama lakhe sithi ke uma uNkulunkulu ephakeme kangaka kubani ongemesabe na, kubani ongeze kuNkulunkulu esaba ithuthumela emkhonza uNkulunkulu na. Bese siya kulesingisi nakhona futhi kuseyinto efanayo sibabaza imsebenzi sithi ligugu ivangeli. Ivangeli lihle, ivangeli lisimanga, ivangeli liyababazeka ngakho ke siyaliphakamisa igama likaNkulunkulu ngoba iligugu ivangeli esikholwa yilo noNkulunkulu uyasikhola ngezikhathi zonke. Sigcine ngelesizulu zintombi nensizwa iBhayibheli, iBhayibheli esiphila ngalo.
Choir will sing three songs, German song, where we sing of the great and wondrous works of our Lord Jesus. Who shouldn't serve him if we see how great the Lord is and what he has all done? He is holy, and we need to praise him. That's why all the nations of the world should also praise him, because he is great, and he is omnipotent and holy. Then it's an English song, and then the Zulu song that we sing young ladies, young men, mothers and fathers. This is the secret, the book of the Lord, the Bible. It has everything that we need. It takes us out of our evil, puts us into, changes our hearts and make us do good things. So we thank the Lord for his wonderful word.
Sind deine Wege,
gerecht.
I would also like to greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that the Lord has kept us and those who will be getting engaged, I will call them. All of this is God's grace.
And Nontsindiso Kuboni,
please, if they can come forward.
Sambonga kuNkulunkulu odalele lusuku luthi luzifezeke ngoba kube akufezekanga noma bavelelwe into umusa usenzela umusa omkhulu ukuthi namhlanje bangase babela kube umthembiso wabo bekwemkhuleko yethu ebesibakhumbula ukuthi uNkulunkulu abagcine uzofike lolu suku lomthembiso.
We thank the Lord that He has ordained this day to be today. Anything could have happened, but the Lord has kept everyone that today we can have the engagement service. You see that Baba stands between them. It is not yet the wedding day. And when the wedding day comes, Baba will not be standing between them. This is the foundation that Reverend Stegen taught us, and that we stay in the foundation which is the Lord Jesus Christ. God's word says, nevertheless, there is this foundation. It is the sign that the Lord Jesus is their foundation. And that's why the Apostle Paul says a person must be careful how they build on this foundation.
And
as Reverend Stegen said, he said, I have taught them and they will know how they will continue. They will go, and as we can see, it hasn't changed. Baba is standing between them. There is apartheid here between them.
You can
see the ring is there, even though it's a little shaky.
I guess Bafisele is busy.
Shall we ask? Shall we pray? Our Our God, we pray that you would bless this day and that you would keep them till their wedding day.
Amen.
Amen.
Kunjalo ke evangelini akushelwana njoba nje ube nje bekushelwana bese zokwazi ukuthi insizwa le noma umkhwenyana yobegqoke kanjani noma ebegqoke kuphi neringi bephelezelane beya lapha akulokothwa nje inhlobo nje kulesi sisekelo sakhe kusona.
That's how wonderful it is in the gospel. And in the gospel, there is no flirting. You could see even if they would give the ring, there would always be something they would want to do. But like this, it's not like this in the gospel.
The
gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, we live a pure life. A bed without blemish. When they get married, they do not know each other. Like nowadays, on the cell phone, you send pictures, you flirt. It's not done like that in the Lord Jesus.
And
the Lord Jesus revealed that to Reverend Stegen in the 50s already, how that when people should get engaged and married in this way.
And
Busi Hatebe, I asked her as well, her parents, Reverend Stegen, they had the engagement and wedding with him, and that is how it was done, even before the revival came.
No more ngapha a king's little no more mama.
And there's also a lady from Kingscliff. Baba asked her how they got engaged. She said it was like that. The man would come and said, "The Lord has laid it on my heart. Please ask her." And that's how it happened even then.
And
even the lady today, she also prayed about it, because the Lord will reveal it to the man, whether it be in a dream or whether it be in a word, and then that is how the Lord leads that people get married. And not that you choose yourself or that you get told, "Now this is the one you must get married." You see, tall and short, these figures together, no, it's not done like that.
And
when the revival came, then the Spirit filled Reverend Stegen, and that is how it continued. Now, the word engagement, in Zulu it means that you are making a promise. What does it mean?
As
they were standing in front, they are making a promise, a commitment that they will remain pure, they won't phone each other, there will be no contact with them before marriage.
Bayafunga ngamanye amazwi njengoba bemla epulpiti ukuthi siyazithembisa, siyalithembisa ibandla nomakhelwane nabo bonke ukuthi soyigcina simsulwa kuze asizukuvakashelana kuze kufike lolo suku lomshado.
They are making an oath before the congregation that they will not have any contact, not touch each other, not speak to each other via the phone or any way until the day of marriage.
Akulula nje nokuthi ashawucinga akansho insizwa la iyazi inombolo yayo nentombi iyazi inombolo ngala ukuthi hayi sebezothintana koze kufike lolo suku lomshado kumayimbamba ngengalo.
And not that they know each other's numbers and that they phone each other. The first time they touch is when you will give the hand and it will go into the other arm.
Lokhu kwenziwa nhlanga zonke abamhlophe, amandiya, amakhalata, abakhonza nathi. Kwenziwa kanjalo, kuqhutshwa ngaleyo ndlela, umfundisi indlela ayishiya ngayo ukuthi nakho mina ngifisa ukuqhuba ngakho.
And that is done across the congregation, whether you be white, African, Indian, or coloured. If you are part of the congregation, that is how we do it.
Now,
Baba is older than Reverend Stegen. Baba got married before Reverend Stegen got married. Baba was at Reverend Stegen's engagement and at his wedding.
And
Baba and Baba Kwela, they took note of Reverend Stegen. Would he go to the dolls just to go and show face? Not once did he do that.
And
we are so thankful that that was his example to us. And Baba, they were there to support Reverend Stegen, because the children were not there yet.
And
really was something wonderful to... That was the start of what we see today.
It
was Baba's first time that he experienced a white wedding.
Reverend
Stegen saw it fit that the wedding be at home in the shed so that we as the Zulu nation could be there with him because that is where he was called to.
And
that is where he reaped what he had sown. And from then on, the black and the white, they could come to the same wedding, go to the same funeral.
There
was only one gospel. There is one hell and there's one heaven.
And
as we see that we can all gather freely across the different branches, the Lord used him, used our leader to teach us.
And
thank you to those choirs that sang. It goes together with my sermon today. Shall we pray once again?
Nkulunkulu siyacela ukuthi ukhulume ngalo izwi lakho kithi. Vula Nkosi inhliziyo zethu sizwe inkosi ukukhuluma kwethu nengqondo zethu siqondisise okuyintando yakho.
Our God, we pray that you would open our hearts, open our minds, as you speak to us through your word, that we understand what your will is.
Amen.
Amen.
Sizozwa la ukuthi inkosi Jesu kungani izalwe nokuthi kungani ukuthi uNkulunkulu ayithume indodana yakhe.
We will look at the matter why the Lord Jesus came, why he was born, and why God sent his son.
Kumele lento siqonde ukuthi kungani mhlawumbe yaqonda kodwa ngizokutshela nje nami lokhu uNkulunkulu angibulele khona ukuthi nize nizwe ukuthi kanti kubaluleke kangaka ukuthi uJesu Kristu azalwe azalelwe thina.
Maybe you already know, but let me share it, how the Lord Jesus laid and revealed it to me, laid it on my heart, why the Lord Jesus was born.
Ngizocela ke sifunde incwadi ivangeli ngokwaMatthew isahluko sokuqala ivesi leshumi nesishiyagalombili.
Shall we read together out of the gospel according to Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18?
Kuthiwa lana ke kuyona le ncwadi soyifunda ivangeli ngokukaMatthew isahluko sokuqala ivesi leshumi nesishiyagalombili.
It is read like this in Matthew chapter 1 from verse 18.
Lithi ke lona ke la ukuzalwa kuka Jesu Kristu kwaba kanje.
It says here that the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way.
Yezwa ke ngishingane encane elimayilaleli khona la endlini yezwa manje ukuzalwa kuka Jesu kwama kanje.
And even a child here today can understand the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way.
Unina Maria semisele uJosepha bengakahlangani wafunyanwa ekhulelwe ngomoya ongcwele.
When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit.
Yabona ke kumthembiso bese kubonakala ukuthi bengakahlangani siyabonakala le ntombi le.
Now, see, it's an engagement. They haven't yet come together. And what if we would see this lady of Kuboni expecting?
And yeah,
now, where before it was betrothed, and now we say that it is engaged.
Mind you, Kuboni.
Here she was betrothed, but you found that this virgin was with child. But the child within her was not by them coming together, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. Do we see that in those days there were virgins, young ladies that kept themselves as today? And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly.
Manje uyabona manje uJoseph uthi ukhulele lo muntu kodwa manje wabona ukuthi ihlazo wafisa ukuthi angamlahla ngasese ngalendlela esiyenzekile.
Here we find that Joseph saw that she was with child and then he unwillingly didn't want to put her to shame.
Kodwa sozwa ukuthi kuNkulunkulu esebenza ngomoya wakhe kwenzekani la kuverse 20.
In verse 20 we will see how the Lord worked in his power.
Esazidla ngakho noma ngathi ecabanga ngakhe esadlindla ngalokho bheka ingilosi yenkosi yabonakala kuye ngephupho ithi Joseph ndodana kaDavide ungesabu ukumthatha uMaria umkakho ngokuba lokho akukhulelweyo kungumoya ongcwele.
But as he considered, So while he was thinking about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Here we find a man of God, Joseph, who was the son of David, believed that. And even, you see, he believed that it is possible, and that is why he could accept it. And as Tante Romy Veltz had said, how she thanked the Lord. There was a time where she had fainted and she was not awake, and we was asked for prayer, and the Lord undertook, and the Lord was able to wake her up again. Something which humanly possible, humanly speaking, was not possible.
You must
thank for the parents. Thank the parents for the parents if the children choose in this way. Choosing this way which is in the light, not in the darkness. We often emphasize that if you look for marriage, you will not find it. If you see the man and the woman, the young man, young woman, and the Lord put something in their heart which they weren't expecting. Like it happened with Adam, who was just comfortable, and the Lord said, here's your wife. Young man, young lady, if you want marriage, you will not find it. And Baba's testimony to that said, I want, as 40, 45 the old man, I want to show that you can just stand firm. And the Lord had molded someone else for me and said, here. And the Lord said to Baba, he said, this is the one who you can get married
to.
And Baba really went against it, said no, but the Lord took hold of him and said, here she is.
See,
if you are busy, you say, okay, now I need to reduce my weight. You see, I need to now do my voice like this so that I can be noticed. That is... And whatever way you dress, however you walk, and you want to impress, it will not choose you, it will take someone else.
I guess this is where the Lanukuza Manchester and Dava Kungan Fisla Mashuma Mabili Nine.
And if we now look at at the birth of the Lord Jesus, the real crux of the matter in verse 21.
Uzaguzali ndotanu ikambi gama lokuthi uJesu ngokuba nguye ozokusindisa abantu bakhe ezonweni zabo.
She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Yayisa leyo ndaba enkulu kangaka ukuthi kanti ukuze azalwe uJesu uzalela ukuthi thina sisindiswe ezonweni zethu.
Do we understand and see the importance of this, so that the Lord Jesus was to be born was for us to be saved from our sins?
Uzokusindiswa abantu bakhe thina singabakaNkulunkulu singabakaJesu ukuze thina sisindiswe ezonweni zethu.
He will save his people. We who are the people of God, he will save us from our sins.
NangesiNgisi kubeka kanjalo ukuthi he will save his people from their sins.
NangesiNgisi kusho kufanayo kusho abantu bakhe
bazosindiswa ezonweni zabo.
Will be saved from their sins.
UJesu wehlwa ukuze azale uzalelwa thina ukube thina sisindiswe ezonweni zethu.
For the Lord Jesus to be born was so that we could be saved from our sins.
Ngabe thina ke sesathola yini ukusindiswa na?
Have we received salvation?
Ingakho ke silibona leli evangeli kulezi ingane uma ikhethe ukuthi thina esimtholile uJesu sifisa uhamba ngalendlela abahamba ngayo.
If we see the gospel in these youth because they have chosen the Lord and that is why they can live a life according to the gospel.
Ngenkathi ngibona laba baculayo ngama 70s sihamba khona le mahambeni ngabona ukuthi hayi sesizele sekukhona abantu abangaka nabasebenza la ekhaya ngalibona ivangeli ukuthi liyahamba.
When I saw the choir singing here, I was reminded of the times in the 70s when we went to amahambeni there to go and take the services. You can see the fruit. The gospel has gone forth.
Ingakho ke nekwaye imiculo ukuthi kuyisimanga ukuthola insindiso.
That's why the choir is saying, oh, how wonderful it is to receive salvation.
Lithi kuyinto eyigugu ukusindiswa.
It is precious to be saved.
Ngoba insizi yagcinwa, umama yagcinwa, nentombi ziyagcinwa kuleli evangeli lensindiso.
A young man, a young lady, mothers and fathers are kept in this gospel.
But there are
those that take shortcuts.
Abavele nje bona bathola ingane bengakashadi bengakathembisi bethola ingane umuntu abengane ngantathu kuze kudalekele imali engeyikhathi ezethu yayingekho yeqolo sokwaba khona imali yeqolo.
Where they have children out of wedlock and now they get that grant which we previously didn't get.
Kodwa izwi esithola namhlanje sizwe ukuthi kuyisimanga ukuthola insindiso na njengoba deculwa la ukuthi ngamandla kaNkulunkulu siyayithola lensindiso.
And it is wonderful, as we have heard it sung, for us to receive salvation. It is truly grace.
Awulelizwi angathi nawe ungathi uhamba la uhamba khona ma nalapho ulalelo uze ukuthi ma ungakasindiswa usaselelwe indaba enkulu isikweletu esikhulu ukuthi kanti uJesu kuze ehle noma si azalo uzalelwa thini kube asindise ezonweni.
May this word do a work in your life, whether you are listening, whether you are here, if you have not yet been saved, that you understand the Lord Jesus was born for us to be saved from our sins.
Khona kumbuzo obuzo uPaul.
Here's a question that Paul asks.
Umekhuluma la kwabase Roma 6.
When he speaks on Romans chapter 6.
Uthi uyohlala ezonweni yokuhlala esonweni kuze kuvame umusa na.
Will you remain in your sin that grace may abound?
Abesethi cha nakanye.
And he says, no, never.
Abesethi thina esafa maqondana nesono singahamba kanjani sikuso.
We who have died according to sin, how can we live in sin?
Kuyatidake bazalwane ukuthi umuntu ethi uyakholwa kodwa usahamba nesono.
It is confusing, friends. If someone says they are a believer, yet they still live in sin.
Usho njalo kuPaul ukuthi ungahlala esonweni kuze kuvame umusa na, athi cha nakanye. Khona abantu bathi bayakholwa kathi ngiyakholwa kodwa anganqoba ukuthi nokuthi.
And as Paul says, would you say you remain in sin that grace may abound? No, never. There are those that are still say they cannot overcome this sin. I am still ruled by stubbornness. I am still ruled by lust. I am still ruled by looking at pornography, and yet you call yourself saved. And that's why Paul asked, will you remain in your sin so that grace may abound? No, never. So why do you still stay in your sin?
And
it then says, we who have died according to sin, how can we still live in it? If you say you are a child of God, you are a believer, how can that be if you are still living in sin?
We are born uma likhulumizwe lalibeka ngokusobala maqhubeka nalo kuyona lencwadi ukuthi uma umuntu wethu emdala wabethelwa uyafa esonweni.
If you continue with the portion, it says if the old man within you has died, you cannot continue in sin.
Umuntu wethu omdala uyabethela kanye naye esiphambanweni.
The old man is crucified with him on the cross.
Isono maso sivuma siyabethelwa sife.
If you confess your sin, it is crucified and it dies.
Kodwa mawuzo shaya inyoka emsileni awuyibulele kumele uyishaye ekhanda.
If you strike a snake, you don't strike it on the tail, you strike it on the head that it may die.
Umuyishaya emsileni lenyoka izoba nolaka ifuna ukunqwaphaza ikubulale ngoba uyishaya emsileni. Manje kufuna ukuyishaya ekhanda ukuze ife.
If you strike it on the tail, then you will only anger it. You must hit it on the head that it may die.
Ingakho-ke manje lesi sono sadikise empilweni yakho, sabusa la empilweni yakho, bheka mzalwane ukuthi sifile yini isono empilweni. Uma singakafi, sazovuka umina, kuvuka inkani, kuvuka ulaka, kubuse la ngaphakathi.
If you look at the sin that you say is still in your life, have you not overcome it? If you do not deal with it properly, then that anger, that lust, that self will still come up in you. What is it that causes the sin to arise within you? What is this in your life? Has salvation truly come to you and me?
In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18,
it says that the word of the cross is life to those who live it.
Utilize this pambane lubula, go pukupu, nje kuthi awu.
Sorry, the word of the cross is foolishness to those that don't know it. Like, for example, if you have a pig in a bag, if you don't open it, you won't see what's inside. And that is what the unbelievers do. They say, how can you take a girl, a lady, and you haven't first seen what she's like? To those who are perishing, the word of the cross is foolishness to them, but to those who believe, the word of the cross is the power of God.
Nampi aba ikhwaya number 1 ikhwaya asekadini ukuthi ngokusindiswa sithola amandla njoba nana kwabaseKorinte kusho njalo ukuthi kepha thina esisindiswayo ivangeli lingamandla kaNkulunkulu.
And as the choir from Harding and the KwaZulu-Bantu choir sang, how that receiving salvation is the power of God, and that is the same word that we read here in the Bible.
Uma sisindiswa siyikhethe iNkosi sithola amandla okumnqoba uSathane.
If we are saved and we choose the Lord Jesus, we get power to overcome Satan.
Ngalesi sikhathi thina simemukela uJesu siyikhethe iNkosi khona amandla esihamba nawo.
The time when we accept the Lord and we choose him, there is power that we go on with.
Ngenkathi becula ngathi hawo bonke lamakhaya aculile ngathi uma ungavele kusuka umuntu athandaze ethi asiphumile ngoba ngathola kuyintshumayelo ucula kwami.
And just the choirs after they had sung, someone could have just gotten up and prayed because that in itself, those were sermons.
Khona lawo mandla owatholayo ngokuthi usukhethe iNkosi, khona lawo mandla owaza ukufunda iBhayibheli ukuthandaza, thola lawo mandla umnqoba ngoba usuhamba nobani usensindisweni yeNkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
There's power that you receive in the Lord if you read his word. If he speaks to you, you have power that you can continue.
Kanti nabaseFesi futhi bafakaza khona lokho futhi kwabaseFesi Efesi 2 verse 8 ukuthi kungumusa ukusindiswa nokukholwa akuveli kithi.
And Ephesians 2 verse 8 as well says, receiving salvation is grace. It is not something that is given by us. It is grace to be saved. Not that you say, oh, I'm saved, I do this and that. But to be truly saved is grace.
Ulokho kuJesu owazalelwa khona ukuthi thina sisindiswe sithole lo musa ukubizwa ngokuthi singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu.
And that is why the Lord Jesus was born, for us to be saved, to be cleansed of our sins, and that we can be children of God.
Nawe ongakasindiswa usengakwazi ukusindiswa uthole lo musa ukubizwa ngokuthi ungumntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
And to you who have not yet been saved, you can also receive this grace that you can be called a child of God.
Ah, Johane, ngoka Johane oqala verse 12 ukubeka ngokusobala naye lapho ukuthi kwathe sefikile uJesu abamemukelanga.
In John 1 verse 12, it also puts it so clearly. When the Lord Jesus came, they did not accept him.
Kodwa verse 12 kuthiwa abamemukelayo wabapha amandla.
But in verse 12 he says, to those who accepted him, he gave them the power to be known the children of God.
And
you see, those who are children of God, and when we speak about this salvation, it is wonderful in the heart because you can relate to it.
There
is power that you receive to overcome sin.
There
is power that you receive that you can be called a child of God.
Ukuze uJesu azale uzalela ukuthi thina sisindiswe bese sithola amandla okubiza ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu.
That the Lord Jesus was born was so that we can be saved and receive the power to be known as the children of God.
KwelesiNgisi kuthiwa uthola ama right, uthola amalungelo kwelesiNgisi.
In English it says you have the right.
Kodwa kwelesiZulu ngithanda kakhulu mina lelesiZulu.
But in Zulu I like this how it says it
here. Khona lawo mandla esiwatholayo thina makholwa esesingabantwana baNkulunkulu abantwana baNkulunkulu ukuthi sesisindisiwe.
There is a power, there is a strength that we receive that we are now saved, we are children of God.
Umbone nje umama ehamba, uyibona insizwe ihamba, umboni intombi hamba lapha ubone ukuthi hay le ntombi igciniwe ngamandla kaNkuluNkulu.
Where the mother walks, where the young man, the young lady goes, and you can see that they've been kept, there's the power of God in them.
Umfundisi Tekeni wakasixoxele le ndaba ayazi ukuthi endulo kwakwenziwa kanjani kuqala.
Reverend Stegen told us the story of how it was done in old times.
Kwakukhona lapho intombi efika khona zihlangane khona.
There was a place where the young ladies would come together.
Bese kuhlonywa iduke elimnyama ngala bese kuhlonywa iduke elimhlophe nga.
There would be a black flag on this side and a white flag on this side.
Bese ziyahlolwa ke intombi njoba kwenziwa namhlanje emkhosini ohlanga lapha zihlola khona intombi. Kwenziwe ke lokhu ukuthi intombi ihlole ukuthi le isagcwele le ntombi le ayigcwele.
Where the girls were tested to see this one she is a virgin or this one she is not.
Ngithe lapha ke emkhosini ohlanga le ebukhosini bakwaZulu intombi sahlolwa namanje.
Sorry, as it is still done in the Zulu tradition there at ohlanga.
Manje kuthiwa ke la uma zihlolwa lezi ntombi kutholakala ukuthi igcwele le ibiya lapha edukwini leli elimhlophe ifika ithinte igcuma ibheke phezulu ngoba sebeyitshelile ukuthi iyintombi nto.
Where the girl, when she was seen to be a virgin, that she was so complete, she would go, jump, and touch that white flag.
Bese asilinganisele uba mfundisi athi igcuma ibheke phakamisa umlenze ingabi nankinga ngoba iyazazela yona ukuthi ihloliwe igcwele.
And Reverend Stegen would say how she would jump and just didn't matter which way the legs went because of her joy.
Kodwa lena ke uma kutholakala lenenye ukuthi ayigcwele kuzokuthiwa ihambe ithinte leli duke elimnyama. Uma ilithinta leli duke elimnyama bekhwifa amathe omama lapha bethi ingcolile.
And the one who was not a virgin, she would have to go and touch that black flag. Oh, and the mothers, they would spit on the ground and despise her and say how defiled she is.
Ingakho ke noPaul ethi ngiyashisekela nokushisekela ukunisa nintombi emsulu.
And that's why Paul says, I strive to present you as a bride who is pure.
Or pure virgin.
A pure virgin.
Manje nake uma kunjalo uyabona ukuthi kusemqoka kangakanani bantu abasha ukusigcina umsulwa.
Young people, do you see how important it is to keep yourself pure?
Buka nje uNkulunkulu wabuka esizulweni ukuthi nayi intombi azayitatusa athi hawu uyawubonga uthi ngiyincekwe ngelutho ukuthi nami inkosi yami ngazala inkosi enguJesu Kristu.
And the Lord, looking down and seeing this lady, she was a virgin who saw herself unfitting to be known as the mother of the Lord Jesus.
Mbusisiwe nini esifazaneni enazalela inkosi bekufanele siphile impilo encomekayo kuNkulunkulu.
Blessed are you, ladies, because you gave birth to our Lord Jesus. You should live a life that is pleasing to the Lord.
Awu namanje nake kufanele namanje njoba lisho iculo kade liculwa la ukuthi intombi ziyagcinwa nomama bayagcinwa nobaba bayagcinwa nezinsizwa ziyagcinwa kuleli evangeli.
And as the song that we sang, that the young ladies, they are kept, the mothers, the young men and the fathers, they are kept in the gospel.
Kodwa khona izinto manje abasha sebezibabambe njengonoqhaka.
There are those things now which have caught the youth in a snare. And even the old people are caught in this trap.
Ilama cellphone aneithombe engcolile uze umfana noma eneminyaka eyishumi athi ngangenza ukuthi nokuthi wakubona athi ungakuneminyaka eyishumi athi ngakubona ku cellphone umfuthu eyivulile ngabona ukuthi ucansa into enje.
And it's the cell phone. Oh, the defiled things that we see on a cell phone. When a young 10-year-old boy says, I saw this. Where did you see it? Oh, my brother showed it to me where people were having sex.
Ingakhoke bantu sebephila lempilo yeSodoma neGomora ngenxa lezi thombe ezinqunu ngoba kuthwa lezi thombe ezinqunu abaqala ukuzwa yebatshela ukuthi kuthwa ziyakhulekelwa ngenkathi ezikhulekelwa laba abakhonza kaSathane ingakho zisebenzisa kanje.
And now we are starting to live a life of Sodom and Gomorrah. When I asked about these pornographic pictures, they say, no, there are those that prey on them. So there are these evil spirits that enter you. Titus testifies of something amazing. This grace is amazing, which has saved us, and it teaches us how to live and how to fear God.
For the grace of the God has appeared to beginning salvation for all people.
It's a grace that has been given to us all. And it's something that has appeared to us. The Bible shows us it is something evident for all to see, nothing hidden. Not that you say the faith is only for these people. Not that it's a faith for the white people, or for the Indians, or for the coloreds. No, it is for all people and to be saved.
Iwona ke lo Musa ke asenzela wona uJesu ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi adele indodana yakhe oyezelwe yodwa ukuthi sikwazi ukusindiswa.
That is the grace that we have received, that the Lord Jesus denied, that God denied his only son so that we can be saved.
Bengisobala lapho ukuthi uwayithumi indodana okholwa yiyo ukube angabhubhi abe nokuphila phakathi.
He sent his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Kodwa kuthiwa ongakholwa.
But to the one who does not believe,
sahlulela.
It is judgment.
Hey, simanga lesi. Kanti wena mawula endlini noma la ulalele khona uma ungakholwa usuwehlulelwe siwumuntu nje ngimanga kubeka ngalendlela usumuntu nje ongafa uye esogweni.
Isn't this a shocking word? You who are you could just be seated here or you could just be listening and you already are going to eternal judgment.
Uma wena usahamba nalesi sono sisabuse empilweni yakho usasibelethe sisenhlizweni yakho.
If you still carry this sin and it still rules you and you have not yet been saved, you have now been judged already.
Manje phuthuma ke nawe ufune lensindiso eyisipho esivela kuNkulunkulu.
Oh, hurry. Look for this salvation which is a gift from God.
Ngoba mase itholile lensindiso.
If you have received this salvation,
uzoqondisa.
It will straighten your ways.
Lokuhambisa ngokulunga.
It will make you walk in righteousness.
Lokufundisa nokumesaba uNkulunkulu.
And teach you to fear God.
Abantu benza izono nje ngenxa yokuthi abamesabi babulalana bagqekeza bathatha imoto babhema onsango babhema uhungo okhokheni ngenxa yokuthi abamesabi uNkulunkulu.
People sin. They steal. They burgle. They murder. They smoke unga. Why? Because they do not fear God. Accept the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you can be saved and that it can teach you how that you must live.
Uma wakho umphendula kanjani? Ubaba wakho umphendula kanjani ngani? Kukhona ukumesaba uNkulunkulu? Insindiso sikhona indlela wena baba ngendlela ongahloniphi ngayo nawe mama indlela ongahloniphani ngayo phila impilo ekati negunda.
How do you answer your father? How do you answer your mother, you children? Is there respect in there? Fathers and mothers, do you respect each other or are you living a life of cats and dogs?
Ayi ake nizwe nje iculo lamaluthela esasicula ngale yamnyaka
Now there's a song that we sang as we were still in the Lutheran church. You see, now I've given it, you're giving you the secret that I was a Lutheran before. It is wonderful to, the faith is good. If you have repented, thank you, Baba. It makes you forsake your sin and allow the Lord Jesus to come in us. See how wonderful it is to be a Christian if we have repented and we forsake our sin. Allow God to come into us.
Awuthandike wena ukholwa uvumela inkosi ingene ngaphakathi uyikhethe inkosi uwazi ukuthi mhlambe ngumthembiso noma ngumgcwabo othile ngayikhethe inkosi kuhle lokho ukuthi noma namhlanje ngiyafuna nami kuyikhethe inkosi nami ngithole le nsindiso.
Don't you want to believe? Allow the Lord Jesus, choose the Lord Jesus that you can say, whether it be on an engagement or on a funeral, that you can remember the day that you chose the Lord.
Oh,
allow the Lord Jesus just to come and then you will see what will happen in your
life.
Choose the Lord Jesus. Choose God. Allow God to just come into your heart and see what will happen. If you accept the Lord Jesus, you will receive the power to be known as a child of God. Someone might say, oh, you speak of something I know. I already know that power. I know what it is to be saved. When I work in a shop, I bring the full amount. I used to steal, but I don't steal anymore. I used to cheek my parents. But because the Lord Jesus has saved me, I don't live that life.
That
is why, as we are here, this is the secret. It is grace that we are saved. The Lord Jesus sent his Son so that we can be saved. Don't you also want to be saved? And as Apostle Paul has said it so clearly, will you remain in sin so that you can say grace abounds? No, never. You cannot live in your sin. You need to die towards your sin. But if you still sin, then this word has judged you and has shown you that you haven't died according to your
sin.
Now you know, why is it that sin rules so in my life? Why am I still so troubled by this and this and this sin?
Abanye rock music, ay ungathola bexhumile la endlebeni balalela amaculo angcolile. Mawuthi awuthi ngilalele uyabaleka ngoba uyazi uzozwa lezinto ezimngcolisayo.
Oh, and some it's rock music. The earphones in the ears all the time with these defiled songs. You say, please let me hear. Oh, that person will run away.
Abanye baqhilazwa amaphupho amabi. Ayabusa ngathi uma esholala nje ubuswa le maphupho amaba angcolile ngenxa yokuphila lempilo kobethu ebethu sindisiwe.
There are those that are troubled by evil dreams. As soon as they just put their head down, these dreams come and yet they say they are saved.
Shoutinga kumusa.
We need the grace.
Ngoba uJesu yena uzalelwe thina ukuthi sikwazi ukusindiswa ezonweni zethu.
Jesus was born so that we can be saved from our sins.
Asikwazi ukukhonza amakhosi amabili.
We cannot serve two masters.
Ungahlala uJesu ngala, kuhlala uSathane ngala, inhliziyo ibinye.
Would it be possible for Jesus to sit this side and Satan this side and yet only one heart?
Umuntu ethi umzalwane usiyathuka khona lapho sithi awinja wena ayikho into yona umgodoji. Kodwa ukuthi umzalwane njalo.
Someone calls himself a believer and yet they can curse. They say, oh, you're a dog. And you call yourself a Christian.
Kodwa athi mina ngasindiswa mina.
We say, no, I've been saved.
Ngamthola uJesu.
I received Jesus.
Futhi uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma nami.
Jesus speaks to me.
Kodwa njengoba uthuka umuntu nje umbiza ngenje umbuza umbiza ngesilimi umbiza ngesipupu uthi ngabe ngempela siwasizakala oh mina uNkulunkulu uyasebenza mina empilweni yami ngimusa ngaphakathi elithezweni yami.
You say that God speaks to you yet you call someone a fool, you call them a dog. How can it be?
Kodwa izwi lisibekela ngokusobala ukuthi insindiso eka noma bani kukuthina nje ukuthi uma usindiswa uyafayini maqondana nesono.
The word puts it so clearly that salvation is for all, but you die regarding sin.
Uma kunguthi sabusi sono empilweni yakho, asikakafi.
If sin still rules in your life, it hasn't died.
Lokho kubona ukuthi umzalwane uphilele impilo kodwa ubuthi uyakhola, usadingeka ufe wena maqondana nesono.
If you are a believer and yet you still live this life, you need to die with regards to sin.
Umusa ke ubonekele kuthina sonke ukuthi nathi singasindiswa sibize ngokuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Grace has been revealed to and brought to all of us so that we can be known as children of God.
Ucela umalume lapha siphethe.
We ask Uncle Dietmar to please come in close for us.
Let's close our eyes and pray. Our Lord Jesus Christ, you came to save those that are lost and are found in sin. That's why you came for us. We've heard it so clear today. Not only came to forgive us, but that we might have victory over sin. We thank you for this day. And we pray that for those that don't know you in that way, that today may be the day where they can choose and know you as a savior of this world.
Ukuba nalaba bangakazani nawe bakuqonde namhlanje ukuthi wena umsindisi wezwe lonke.
We thank you for everything that you've done.
Siyakubonga ngakho konke okwenzile.
And may your name, your holy name, be proclaimed across the whole world.
Kwangathi igama lakho, igama elingcwele lingasakazeka umhlaba wonke.
And bless your word in our hearts, that it might work its rightful work.
Busisa izwi lakho ezinhlizweni zethu ukuba lisebenze umsebenzi omuhle.
This we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Sicela konke lokhu ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu.
Amen.
Amen.